Well, it's this time of our month where we get to check in with our friends over at Clover, and we love our special events coordinator, Sam Long, who comes in and tells us all about all the things that are going on in Clover, the town with love in the middle. So welcome, yes. Sam.
Good morning.
All right, so I know that y'all just had, of course, with the name Clover, your big Super Bowl event, of course, is St. Patty's Day. And I know that y'all had a great turnout at your St. Patrick's Day Festival. Of course, WRHI was out there. Catherine and Blair went to the festival and were a huge part. We got to see all of their interviews and pictures and videos online. So it looks like it was a huge success.
Yes, it was. So we more than doubled our festival route this year. We almost doubled our vendor number this year. The weather was absolutely perfect, which is always a huge benefit when you plan an outdoor event, of course. So yes, the St. Patrick's Day Festival was so much fun. So thank you to everyone who came out, all of our vendors who participated, all of our entertainers, and of course you guys for supporting that event and helping us promote it leading up to it and participating in the fun the day of.
Yeah. Do you know about how many people you think you had out at the event?
We pulled numbers and right around 7,000 is what we pulled. It definitely felt like more than 7,000 were there, but definitely several thousand people that were there, which for us is a great event.
Yeah. So. And what I do love about the town of Clover, and you know, a lot of times Clover, and I think we've talked about this before, it is, you know, further out than say the central Rock Hill, Fort Mill, but y'all always have something going on.
Yes.
Like y'all love community. You
That's
love
right.
getting together. You
That's
love
right.
celebrating. And so the next thing that you're going to be celebrating is actually tomorrow, and that is Easter. So what's going on in Clover tomorrow?
Yes. So tomorrow's our Easter egg hunt. That will be at New Center Park. The event is from 6 to 7:30. We have three different hunts per age group. Mm-hmm. So the first one will be at 6:15, but we'll have some food trucks out there, a face painter, DJ Big Woo will be there. So yes, lots of fun things happening tomorrow night for the egg hunt to kick off Easter weekend.
That's right. So you can go to the 42nd annual Great Easter Egg Classic here in Rock Hill. That's over by 5, and then you can head up to Clover and be ready for their runs at 6:15, you said?
Okay, yep, that's
great.
That's our first one, yeah.
And then we also know that y'all love a Food Truck Thursday, and those are kicking off too.
Yes, so next Thursday we kick off our Food Truck Thursday series for the year. We are moving the location this year, so previously that event has been in the parking lot of Boyd's Tire and Appliance, which is right on Main Street. Boyd's is such a great partner to the town and lets us utilize their facility basically whenever we ask. But we have kind of outgrown that space, so we are moving it to the park this year just for space reasons. The park also has the playground, the splash pad, so just trying to utilize those amenities a little bit more. So the Food Truck Thursday event will be moved to New Center Park this year. The time will be the same, 6:30 to 9 p.m. So next Thursday, which is April 9th, will be our first one of the season. We run those April through September.
Is it once a month?
It's once a month.
Okay.
Yep. It's the second Thursday of each month. So we will have Garrett Huffman playing, which he's played in Clover several times before. We love having him. And then a variety of food trucks. So you can come and grab some food that you can't get in Clover on any traditional night and listen to some good music, hang out at the park. The weather looks like it's going to be great next Thursday, so just a fun night out in the community.
And then once it gets hot, will the splash pad already be on?
No,
in
the
April?
Splash pad turns on May 1st,
May
so this
1st.
Will be
okay.
the only one that we don't have it, but by next month.
It'll be quite warm for the splash pad, but I guess when you're a kid, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, that's right.
And then the farmer's market is also kicking off.
Yes, so that will kick off in May. That event runs the first Saturday of the month, May through October, so that will be lots of fun. Artisans and homemade goods, produce. We will do the farmers market, which is at the old American Thread ball field.
Okay.
And then our Main Street area will have a pop-up and shop. So you can check out both locations. It's basically the length of the St. Patrick's Day route. It's very walkable distance. So you can come to the farmers market and then check out our Main Street businesses and the pop-up shop that they will have going on. Those events will be from 8 to 12. Of course, we'll have live music, some petting zoo, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of times those Main Street businesses will offer some discounts or some sales during that time. So it's a great way to not only check it out, but to catch a deal as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. And then we love our friend Betsy Chapman over in the town of Clover, who is tell me her title. She's the gallery
curator.
Okay. Yes. Over at Gallery 120.
Correct.
So tell us what Betsy has going on.
Yes. So the current exhibit that is up is called All Mixed Up. So it's a mixed media exhibit. It is on display through April 9th. So we just have a little over a week for it. She has sold, I think, 7 or 8 pieces in this exhibit, which is incredible. She had 8 new artists this time, which is also incredible. Mm-hmm. So the gallery is open on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays from 9 to 3. And then our next exhibit is a really exciting one that the gallery has always done, and it is from its art students from Clover High School.
Oh, that's
fun. So that is a really exciting exhibit because the high school students get to display their art in a professional gallery, and then of course we'll have an open receptioning for them as well.
Now, is their art shoppable as
yes,
well?
It is, which is something that Betsy just implemented last year. So previously,
their moms hopefully have first right of refusal.
Yes, yes. Last year was the first year that we've done that, but there were several pieces that sold last year, so they're going to do it again this year. Obviously, that's up to the artists, the mm-hmm. students. Some of them didn't, you know, put their art for sale, but some of them did, and several pieces sold last year.
And the proceeds go back to the artist?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. So the gallery doesn't take any commission. So 100% of the funds go straight to the artist, and that's the student artist, and I mean, all of our other exhibits are the exact same way.
So if you go into the gallery and you do want to purchase a piece mm-hmm. of art, do you get to take it that day, or do you leave it and they just put sold and then you come get it at the end of the exhibit?
Traditionally, we like for it to stay in the mm-hmm. exhibit. Now, obviously, you know, the week of Thanksgiving, Betsy had like so many, you know, family members from out of town and people from out of town. So we're always willing to make exceptions and let you take
it. But typically that's
but
the
typically,
way it works.
Yeah. And the students exhibit is a little bit shorter anyway. Okay. So that one, if there's something that you see, you know,
grab it.
We'll always make an exception if you're going to, support.
And we always like for you just to give one little quick little plug for Clover. So if people live in Rock Hill, Fort Mill, mm-hmm. and you know, they're listening and they've never been to Clover, what would you tell them to get them to come to Clover? Why do people need to check out Clover?
So Clover is a small town. Like you said, community is super important in Clover. Our main street businesses has definitely sparked, and we have lots of new exciting things coming. So we have several restaurants. There's another one opening soon. King of Fire is opening. It's called Queen. So a little bit different.
And they are a pizza, mm-hmm. and it's a food truck that people love. They always have a really long line. It's so good if you've never checked them out.
Yes. So that will be opening soon in Clover. The Gwynn Street parking lot, which has been a huge project in Clover, is wrapping up now, which is right behind our Main Street businesses. So parking will be easier very soon. So lots of things to check out in Clover, events, but also supporting our Main Street businesses, our local mom and pops that keep the heart of the community.